I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM tomorrow, of course, is Election Day. Chicago Board of Elections spokesman Max Bever is joining us live on the news line. A lot of states reporting record numbers of early voters. We've heard about lines here in Chicago. Max, how's that early voting going so far?
Early voting is going strong. As of last night, we had almost 300,000 early vote ballots already cast in the city of Chicago. We're very grateful for the people who turned out through this weekend. We know that many were experiencing lines. Monday before Election Day, this is when we expect to see the biggest early voting crowd show up. So if you are showing up, do please be patient. Many of our lakefront early voting sites often see the most lines. So if you are able to make it a little bit farther west, or avoid some of the north side locations and try out a different location, it is a Vote Anywhere program, so you can use any early voting site in the city of Chicago. But I do also want to mention all of those ward early voting sites and our supersite downtown are also open on Election Day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you're planning on going today and you might not be able to stand in a line longer than half an hour, consider voting on Election Day. Those sites are open as that safety net for you, and you can vote at any of those locations also on Election Day.
And speaking of Election Day, given the amount of lines we've been seeing, you know, for early voting, what do you think people can expect? You know, what do they need to know as far as Election Day casting their ballot?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow.
So you have two choices on Election Day to cast your ballot. You can either go to your assigned precinct polling place, that's your local neighborhood polling place located all throughout the city, or you can go to one of those vote centers. Now, Election Day, we actually have been seeing less lines. Since 2020, people have been early voting and voting by mail more, which means that less people have been showing up on Election Day. So we appreciate our early voters, but this is going to be a heavy early voting day. This is the presidential election where generally 70% of the city's registered voters show up. That's over 1.1 million registered voters. Unfortunately, we only have 52 early voting sites across the city. That's something that we hope that we're budgeted for more in the future. I think it shows how popular it's been with voters this last election. But if you're preparing to vote on Election Day, you've got one of those two choices. And you can go to chicagoelections.gov to go to your voter information. Enter your information. You can find your assigned precinct polling place, as well as your closest vote centers for Election Day. If you're an active registered voter, you'll be ready to sign into the polls and vote. If you still need to get registered or you recently moved and you need to update your address, you can do so too, either at your precinct polling place or any vote center or early voting site. Bring two forms of ID, one with your current address on them, and they'll help update your registration on site.
When the returns begin tomorrow night, when can we see all of those early votes, the mail-in votes? When can we see those added to the totals? Does that happen right when the polls close, or does it come later on in the evening?
That's right. Right when the polls close, usually you see the first results coming back right around 7:15 p.m. All the early votes cast, and then all the vote-by-mail ballots cast that we got back from this weekend on are going to be included in election night results. So those get processed ahead of time, and then it's a switch that's flipped along with all the precinct results that are cast on Election Day. And those are those first initial results that you see coming in for election night. Now, there is a two-week counting period in Illinois for vote-by-mail ballots that are properly postmarked but maybe are late arriving, as well as our military or overseas. Thankfully, we've already got back over 152,000 of our vote-by-mail ballots that went out. We've had over 250,000 vote-by-mail ballots that were sent. So So that's a pretty good number so far. We'll see if any of these races are close. Sometimes that comes down to the vote-by-mail counting period. But ultimately, you'll start seeing those results right after polls close at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Thanks so much. That is Max Bever. Of course, keep it right here on News Radio WBBM, not only on this final day of early voting, but also throughout the day, tomorrow, and throughout the week as all those ballots continue being counted. A firefighter was hurt during a fall while fighting a fire in Humble Park yesterday afternoon.
The three-story multi-unit building on Hamlin near Chicago Avenue went up in flames around 6 o'clock last night. April Rimmer tells CBS News Chicago she saw the fire when she was leaving a baby shower nearby and called 911.
It was people running from the building, and then you had the residents across the street yelling out that it's people inside and they have to get out. So it was bad.
Initial reports are that a firefighter on the roof fell through a light shaft. He was conscious when he was loaded into an ambulance and taken to the hospital. Witnesses say three people were pulled from the building. No word on the cause yet. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Milwaukee Bucks were defeated by the Cleveland Cavaliers Saturday night, but the real loss for one player came when he got home.
Bucks star Bobby Portis loves the city of Milwaukee, but after an incident Saturday night, he's not feeling the same in return.
Over the last 4.5 seasons, I've considered Milwaukee as a home. But while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion, and they took most of my prized possessions.
Portis posted on social media sharing surveillance video of the suspects and asking his fans for help.
Any info that leads to the return of any of my belongings will be rewarded handsomely.
Tips can be sent to info@bobbyportis.com. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, Josh List.
Hi there. Two straight losses knocked a win from the Bears. Can't rip the spirit out of veteran linebacker T.J. Edwards.
It's our job, right? There's no quitting anyone here. There's, you know, till the end of the game, no matter what the score was, we were out there fighting and scrapping and doing whatever we could to get stops. And the offense is doing the same to make plays. And unfortunately, it wasn't the result that we wanted. But there's no quitting anybody here. There's no... No one's just going to sit here and take this. We need to get back to work and figure this out.
Black and blue, battered by 213 rushing yards. The Bears lose big to the Cardinals 29-9. Caleb Williams sacked 6 times. And a sore ankle gets twisted up on the last play of the game. Says he's okay. Williams' offensive line is Swiss cheese. Darnell Wright, now the latest with a knee injury, on top of Braxton Jones being out. The 4-4 Bears host the Patriots Sunday at noon, hoping to get Montez Sweat back after missing a game with a shin injury. The Vikings beat the Colts. The Lions hold off the Packers, so it's Detroit 7-1, Minnesota 6-2, Green Bay 6-3, and the Bears at the bottom of the NFC North at 4-4. Tampa Bay, Kansas City tonight. Can the Chiefs stay unbeaten? Hear it on 780 while news rolls nonstop during Monday Night Football on 105.9. Backup goalie Arvid Soderblom stops 37 shots in a Blackhawks win over the Ducks 4-2. The Bulls and Jazz play at the UC tonight. Opening night in college basketball across the state, and it's Ian Happ's third straight Gold Glove Award. He wins it in left field. The Red Stars lose the finale to KC 3-1. Start the playoffs in Orlando Friday. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The CTA is adding service along its rail lines this fall.
The CTA says the increased service marks a return to pre-pandemic rail service levels. The fall 2024 schedule includes added services along all 8 rail lines across every day of the week, the equivalent of a 20% increase in scheduled weekly round trips, according to the CTA. To allow for more service on the weekends, the CTA will be reducing some rush hour weekday service. The agency says it's also continuing to hire and train new rail operators to allow for more service improvements in 2025. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A newly protected bike lane is now open in River North.
Chicago's bike lane network just got larger. The newly protected bike lane connects with existing ones and provides a safer space for cyclists. It's on a busy stretch of southbound Clark Street between Grand Avenue and Oak Street. The Chicago Department of Transportation says the recently completed project includes bicycle-specific traffic signals at intersections. You can find out more about this and other ongoing bike infrastructure projects on CDOT's website. Varun Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One of the most influential figures in American music over the last 6 decades has died. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez looks at his life.
To the moon, let me play.
Quincy Jones was a producer, creator, and orchestrator for some of the greatest performers, from Frank Sinatra to Ray Charles and Michael Jackson. Jones produced Thriller, the best-selling album of all time, and oversaw a 1985 All-Star recording. Back in 1986, he discussed the relationship between producer and musician on CBS's 60 Minutes.
It's a very strong trust that I think you have to have between each other.
Quincy Jones, a music school dropout, rose to become one of the first black executives to thrive in Hollywood. His publicist says Jones died at his home in L.A. He was 91. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A man in the far northwest suburbs was trapped under a piece of equipment for about half an hour yesterday before emergency crews were able to rescue him.
The man was partially submerged in a creek on a property along a rural stretch of Route 47 in unincorporated Woodstock. The fire rescue district says crews arrived at around 3 o'clock and found the man awake but pinned under a tractor after a small bridge collapsed. Firefighters lifted the tractor off him, then airlifted him to the hospital for treatment of his injuries and severe hypothermia. Crews in wetsuits addressed a minor hazmat situation with fluid leaking from the tractor into the water. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.